We're going to hear from a member of our 5pm congregation. Anne Trounce is going to come up the front. Let's make her feel welcome. Now, here on the screen, we have a picture of Anne and Jo. Jody's here this morning as well. Good to see you, Jody. Why don't you grab the microphone here? I might have the handheld. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you very much. It's just lovely to be here. Gathered brothers and sisters, what a joy. This whole week, Jody and I have been feeling rejoicing, looking forward to today.
Great. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Dressed in a splash of red. You're very colourful, Anne. Let's go, and on the screen, let's go back in time. Now, there you are, standing outside your former family home. Is that right? I'm guessing.
One of them, quite a long time ago. On my right is our son Blaze, our firstborn, and the sweet little one on the other side is our daughter Bryony, now a mother herself.
Now, mother. So these young people, of course, have grown up and have their own families. I'm going to go back into, I don't have a photo, I wish I did have a photo of this, but I'm going to ask people to imagine going back even further in time to where you and Jody met. You met in London.
We did.
In the swinging 60s.
We did.
Now, you
know too much.
You're wearing a splash of blue there, but Jody tells me when you first met, you used to get around London wearing black. That's what you used to. You used to wear black all the time. Is that right?
Every garment was black. As a London student, that was the required thing.
It's why I get you to speak into the mic.
We wore black. We were thoughtful, very thoughtful people, these students.
And you were studying fine art, is that right?
Yes, the history and bibliography of the fine arts was part of my passion in those days.
Okay, so you and you met Jody, who described herself as a young colonial from... where did you grow up, Jody? Just call it out.
Rhodesia, as it was, now Zimbabwe.
Now Zimbabwe, but you made yourself to London, and the two of you met, fell in love, got married.
We did.
The early years of your marriage, did you know your shepherd as you know him now?
The early years of our marriage were really a time of great distinction in the sense that I can look back on them and see the contrast with today, and it's quite amazing, and yet I don't quite have the words that would describe fully the lostness of those times, as a matter of fact, because Jody and I were searching. Didn't quite know for what we were searching, but certainly we did not know the shepherd, although there is no doubt, again, as I look back, that he knew us. He watched over us with the greatest of care, and we managed to avoid what might have been catastrophes because he determined that we would not come under catastrophe. But the sense of not knowing who we were, I in particular did not know my identity. Life, I felt, was very serious. It was a huge responsibility, I felt, to respond fully to the great gift of life. And yet, what was it all about? I did not know. Jody worked very, very hard. It was part of his lot, I suppose, at that stage. And so I had time on my own quite often to think over these things and to recognize that there was something very wrong. I felt I did not fit in. I was a stranger.
And so children came along. Tell us about Blaze, your firstborn, because what's interesting about your story is that Blaze was really the first one in your family to become interested in Christian things in a serious way. Tell us about how that came about. What happened in his life?
Absolutely. Jody and I believe that God sent us this firstborn in order to direct us to the place where grace and truth could be found. Blaze and I would have conversations about the big things of life from the youngest days, and our daughter was responsive, as he was too, to the grand themes of power, helplessness, good, evil. They were all very real, I think, to us as a family, although we couldn't put them in a context that was helpful to us. But our son came to express an interest in Christian things. He had changed school. We put him actually into a Church of England preparatory school where we began then to move in Christian circles. And I think that released in him an ability to see that he wanted to come to know better the people of God and to know what God was saying to us. And so he expressed an interest in going to church. And I have to say that I felt quite a heaviness when he came to me with that, because I felt, gosh, I've got enough going on in my life without this kind of involvement. And so I said to him, look, go away and think about it. He came back a second time, similar request, and again I said, another time. The third time he came, I was busy in the laundry, a mountain of washing there, and he said again, Mum, you know, I really would like to get involved in church. Oh, big sigh, hauled out the yellow pages, found a nearby Anglican church and the phone number, and I said privately to Jody, if we go there to support Blaze, I don't think that I could stand, and forgive me for saying this, my dear loved ones, but I said to my husband, I don't know that I could stand that mumbo jumbo every week. Do you think it would be enough to go once a month? And the dear man said, no, no, every week, we must go every week. So that's what we did. We sat at the very back of the church. Needless to say, it was our escape route near the door, and not too many conversations afterwards with eagle-eyed people, we hoped. Hope to escape. But being there, it was a catalyst for the most profound change in our lives that one could possibly imagine.
Tell us a little bit about how that change came about in your own life, in the lives of you and Jody.
It does. It probably took about a year, I would think, my best guess, sitting under the Word of God, hearing it faithfully preached week after week. We also began to join in with various activities that the church would do. So we would go to a monthly meeting where people who did not yet know the Lord would be invited to come and hear the Word in a more informal setting. That was very, very helpful. We sensed the love of God's people around us. That built us up. It was a quite amazing experience. And we came to know the Lord, as did our children, and the mighty blessing of God, because now we have 5 grandchildren all learning to say their prayers and love the Lord Jesus, and we see the blessings throughout generations.
Wonderful. I'm going to talk a little bit about Jody's, why Jody and Anne's story is so important in a moment. Before I get to that, I just want to thank you for sharing with us. Why don't we give Anne and Jody another round of applause? Spoken about love and appreciation for them. I'm sure I speak for many when I say that we do really appreciate your ministry of encouragement to many people, particularly in the 5 PM congregation, and your ministry of prayer as well. So I think you're a great model for many people. So let me pray, giving thanks to God for your family and the way that the Holy Spirit has worked in your family's life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Anne and Jody. We thank you for your care of them, that even when they didn't know you, that you knew them and were guiding their paths. We thank you for the grace shown to them, first of all, through the interest in their son, that their son Blaze had in spiritual things. We thank you for the faithful witness of the churches that they attended. And we thank you that you saw fit to open their eyes and hearts to the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the grace and mercy that's found in him. We give you great praise for this history and ask for your blessing to continue to fall upon this family, and particularly the third generation now, these young ones who are growing up in a way perhaps a little bit different to their parents. But we do ask that you will continue to guide them and lead them to develop their own faith, so that your Holy Spirit might continue to work in this family. In Jesus' name, amen.